is Behind the Scenes, an inside look at what it takes to put together a podcast and make it work. Check it out.
The show you're about to listen to was recorded in a fairly noisy car using a Sennheiser PC-130 noise-canceling mic headset. Hey, this is Craig Patchett from Godcast.org, and this is Behind the Scenes, the podcast for podcasters designed to help you get your podcast up and running, get it online, make it successful, and have fun while doing it. So let's get right into the show. This is actually the second podcast, or the second edition, I should say, off Behind the Scenes. This is the first official Behind the Scenes podcast. The first one was a quick review of the Griffin iTalk, and that is still available online if you'd like to check it out. Just go to godcast.org, click on the Behind the Scenes link on the left-hand navigation bar, and you'll find it archived there. If you are new to Godcast.org, new to Behind the Scenes, first thing I should probably let you know right off is that this is not a religious podcast. A lot of what's on Godcast.org obviously is. Behind the Scenes, however, is strictly a podcast about podcasting, and it is not religious. So if you have a concern about that, don't worry. This is a technology show. This is about podcasting, and that's what we're going to focus on. I'm hoping that this is going to be a community show. In other words, that this is going to be something that is a collaborative effort by the podcasting community. And in that regard, I hope and encourage you to contribute to the show. If you are somebody who is in the process of putting a podcast together, or somebody who is just getting started in the process, then I would encourage you to email me at feedback@godcast.org with any questions that you may have about the process of getting your podcast up and going, or anything else that you would like to see included in this show. If it's something that I can answer that, for any reason doesn't need to be in the show, I'll get back to you on it. But for the most part, I will make sure that the information gets into the show, because if you have a question about it, chances are somebody else does too. And I want to get that information into the show and eventually into the show archive so that others who are going through the same process you are will be able to find the answer here. If you are somebody who already has a podcast up and going, first of all, obviously, you're still in the process and are going to have questions too at a different level in the process. And I would encourage you to get those questions to me as well, because this is not just a show for beginners. But also, if you have discovered something in the learning process that you think would be valuable to others, then I'd also encourage you to contribute that and share that either as an email, again, to feedback@godcast.org, or as an audio comment to be included in the show. And you can send audio comments either as MP3 files or as links to MP3 files, or for that matter, audio files of any type, again, to feedback@godcast.org. If you send an MP3 file, the higher the quality, the better, up to 192 megabits per second. And I can pretty much handle anything in my email. So it just gives me better quality as I compress it down. So again, I want to make this a collaborative effort, community effort. My only contingency would be that I want to make this a work-friendly show. So if you could bear that in mind, if you contribute an audio comment, I would appreciate it. Next order of business, the content of the show, or possible content of the show. Again, I'm more than willing, I'm open to making this the show that you want it to be. But the possible content of the show, as I have it in mind now, is a combination of technical reviews. That would include equipment review, software review, for example, editing software, blog software. Anything that is involved in the process of getting your podcast together, polished, and up online, ISPs, and any other kind of software that might be used to promote your podcast, search engines, how to get your podcast promoted, what works, what's worth the effort and what isn't, techniques as far as using your equipment. There are a lot of techniques, especially with microphones and with your recording software, that will make a huge difference in the way your podcasts sound. You can get great sound quality, or relatively great sound quality, out of inexpensive mics, and you can get terrible sound quality out of high quality mics, depending on how you use them. So obviously that's something that would be important to cover. I'd also like to cover presentation skills. How you present your information can also make a huge difference in terms of whether people will listen to it or not. You can be a great presenter presenting information that people have no interest in listening to and get them to listen to it longer than you can have them listen to something they are interested in if you're a terrible presenter. And so obviously presentation skills have a lot to do in how successful your podcast is going to be. As we grow as a broadcast format, I think more and more people are going to be looking at potential business models for their podcasts. So down the line, I think that that's something else that's worth covering. How do you go about getting a sponsor for your podcast if that's something that you're interested in? And I'd like to talk about that and about people who have successfully done so. There are obviously podcasts out there already who have succeeded in acquiring sponsorships, and hopefully they will be interested in talking about that. And so that gives you a rough idea of the kinds of things that, you know, could definitely be included in this. Certainly at the beginning, as the show starts out, there is definitely a lot that needs to be discussed in terms of the technology and in terms of what are the basics. How do you get your show going? How, you know, what's the minimum that you need to get it up and running? And what are some of the stumbling blocks that you're going to run into? So initially, the show is going to include a section on the basics. For those people who are up and running, where do you draw traffic from? What works and what doesn't work? You know, there have been, in my experience, in my conversations with others, probably two sites that you're going to get the majority of your traffic from. What are they? Is it worth going out to the search engines? Is it worth, you know, spending money on software that lists you in the search engines? That's something that I've tried. It's something that I've got the results for. So it's something that I can share. So we're going to go over all of this. And I know I'm kind of putting a tease out on this. It's a simple answer to give, but I don't want to just gloss over it. And I want to get some feedback also from others, because I've seen different results from my own site that others have seen from theirs. And so it'll be interesting to compare notes from different people. So that's a basic overview of what Behind the Scenes is all about. I hope that this is something that you're going to be interested in, or if not, it's something that you go, well, you know, this might be pretty good, but it'd be better if it was this way, or if it would be better if it was that way, or, you know, didn't include this and did include this. That's the kind of feedback that I really want to encourage you to send me. You know, I want this show to be something that every podcaster out there is going to benefit from. Not because I want the traffic from it, but because, you know, the whole realm of podcasting, I think, is just something that it's something that excites me, and it's something that everybody that I've discussed it with and have helped get into podcasting has been excited about. And I just want to share that excitement. I think this is an excellent opportunity for people to go out and share the passion that they have for, you know, different things in their lives with the rest of the world. And I think that most of the people out there podcasting now will tell you that that's the same experience that they have. Whether your passion is for a hobby, whether your passion is for a certain aspect of your job, whether your passion is for something religious, to be able to take that passion and go out there and at a minimal cost be able to share it with hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of people around the world is just an incredible thing, and it's a promise that the internet has had all along. that is being fulfilled in this way, at least for the first time through podcasting. And it's an amazing thing. And if you haven't experienced it yet, then I hope that this show will give you the opportunity to. One thing of substance I will leave you with before I go is that I am recording this show in my car on the commute home. I found out that I was brainstorming the show in the car, and then I would get home and you know, be all set to put something down and not have enough time to do it. And so I finally said, okay, this is crazy. You know, why not just record it in the car? And so I looked into noise-canceling mics and mic headset combinations for the car, finally settled on the Sennheiser PC-130. Sennheiser has several noise-canceling mic headset combinations. This one is an open headset, so I can hear what's going on in the street around me. And it also includes two 1/8-inch mini jacks, one for the headset, one for the mic, instead of a USB connector, which is what I needed in order to be able to use it with several of the different recording devices that I have. And it is great. I'm in a 1995 Honda Accord that is not the quietest car in the world. And hopefully you can tell from this recording that there's not a lot of background noise going on. It is a $30 headset from Amazon.com with free shipping. And I would highly recommend it if you're looking to be able to do, commute recording. If you have a long commute and can talk and drive at the same time, it's definitely an option and well worth looking into. So that's the Sennheiser PC-130. There are several options, including a closed-air headset, which I do not recommend if you're driving, and I believe another version that has the USB adapter. So just one more mic option for creating podcasts. If you have a laptop or if you have a recording device that you can take with you in the car, it's an option that's worth considering. So again, feedback@godcast.org. We will really get this off and running in the next edition, which will be hopefully next week around the same time. In the meantime, have a great week. Send the feedback, and I will see you on Monday.